Hi everyone, welcome back to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace. On today's Local Business Love episode, I am chatting with Miss Victoria Rubio from VR Success Services Career and Business Advancement. Be sure to check out Victoria and her VRSS team at the Devonshire Mall this Saturday, December the 10th from 10 to 4 p.m. They are set up with Cool FM, which is 100.7 FM, to promote their teen drive. You can drop off gifts, money, cards, etc. to them. This is an amazing cause, and you need to get out there and meet Victoria and her amazing team. I know you will learn something from this episode, so grab yourself some water, and thanks for listening. The most special birthday wish for the most special little boy named Landon. Happy birthday, buddy. Love your TT Nicole.
Yay!
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Miss Victoria Rubio from VR Success Services. Hi, Victoria. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Candace. Thank you for having me.
This is excellent and fun, and I am really looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better. I've been following you for a while now, but it seems like you've got a whole lot of successful things going on, so I'm looking forward to chatting with you today.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited to share.
Yes, so fun. So let's talk a little bit about not where you are now, but where you began. Did you have a background in, is it social work?
Yes, I have a background in social work. So when I was working, I worked primarily in social work, social service work, frontline work for various agencies for almost 20 years. Okay. So that's my, I guess, one of my main passions. And I think that's what really led me to what I'm doing now. But I learned so much when I was in those roles. Before that, I was actually a childbirth assistant. I was,
Wow. Yeah,
so I've assisted a bunch of babies to be, well, moms to have babies, you know. So it was pretty, it's been an exciting journey. Everything I've done, I've loved. So, it kind of just led me naturally to want to help more people, and I started, that's kind of how my business was born from that time.
Okay, so it seems as though you've had a long history of wanting to help people.
Yeah, it's definitely helping people, but I think one of my biggest passions is to help people to not only realize their potential but actually achieve it, you know, because I think that was one of the main things that I saw throughout my career was so many beautiful people with such amazing purpose, and sometimes because of life circumstances, they were not able to develop it, and they were not able to even see it in themselves.
Mm.
So it's one of those things that I really focused on trying to work with my clients on, and, you know, bringing up certain workshops and things like that I've that I was passionate about, that I knew would help. So that's kind of where it began.
Like, okay.
Seeing that there's this greater purpose in everybody. And unfortunately, not everybody gets to develop it because you know, they kind of get, they feel very maybe oppressed by their personal circumstances or societal circumstances, or, you know, whatever it is with that they feel is their biggest obstacle. Sometimes people get stuck there, or maybe many obstacles, right? So I wanted to help people come out of that and see that there's always a way, you know, there's always a way for you to grow and elevate and become successful, whatever successful means to you.
Okay, so that is the basis of how VR Success Services started. So are you like doing leadership coach, or like, tell me, actually go more into detail as to what you, the services you provide in this great business that you've started.
Sure. So before I actually started BFG Staff Services, I started my personal brand as success and leadership coach. So I did life coaching and kind of just the same thing that I was telling you about, like just helping people to sort through obstacles and actually reach whatever goals we were working on, right? For however long our program was. Through that, I saw that so many people needed actually tangible services such as professional resume assistance or cover letter assistance, interview preparation skills,
Oh,
which
okay.
I was amazing at. I have a English background as well, as far as academic writing and professional writing and grammar. So like all of that I'm very good at, naturally and academically. So it kind of went hand in hand with me helping my clients to get to their next level when I was doing coaching. But then because I work primarily with women, in my coaching practice, I decided to separate the service work from the coaching. So like tangible services, like the career branding, which what I call career branding documents. And I separated those. So that's how VR Success Services was born, which initially was VR resumes. So I've grown so much through that, through starting from there. Initially, it was working with people who wanted to advance their career. And one of my gifts that I was able to help people with was help them to stand out. And knowing that an employer, would look at your resume. If he has 100, he or she has 100 resumes in front of them, they're not going to read them all in detail. There's going to be certain things that they're going to look for right away. So these are the things that I kind of helped to get my clients and streamlined to where they wanted to go initially. And then through that, and me running my own business and, taking all of these business courses, and through that, I learned so much that I was also able to begin to assist them to start and grow their own businesses. What I really focus on primarily is brands that stand out and that build trust, right? So whether it's your career brand or your business brand, the approach is very similar. The tangibles might be a little bit different, like the deliverables. But the approach to marketing yourself, marketing your product, marketing your expertise, marketing your background, your education, like it's very similar. So it was something that we were able to streamline in two branches. So now it's VR Success Services, Career and Business Advancement. And now there's a team on board, right? So it's not just me. So we opened a brick and mortar. So I've been doing this full time. I started in 2018 with my coaching practice. 2019, I opened VR Success Services, but it was all remote work. 2020, I went full time. I was able to leave my full time social work career and go full time with my business. And then, which was crazy because it was right at the onset of COVID.
Yeah, no kidding. And when you were probably really needed in that work, for sure.
But it's everything just shut down. Well, I'm sure you remember everything shut down, and everybody
Kind of
was like,
aware.
okay, now what are we going to do? So I just kind of started working on what I was doing already, which was the career stuff, right? So once I developed that from home the entire for the 2 years of COVID. As soon as everything was back to normal, I opened up our physical location, which is where we're at now. And we also opened up VR Studios this year.
Oh my
So
gosh, come on.
with our team, we expanded. So because my team already did this, like we do commercial and professional videography, photography, like commercials, anything that you would need basically. We do websites, we do, so it's like a one-stop shop for any type of career or
Wow.
business growth. So then when I came to look at office spaces, this one happened to come with a really large area, and we were like, what are we gonna do with this? Let's turn it into a studio. So we opened up a studio, and so we can do podcasting from here. We can do photography, professional photography, videography. In the new year, we are starting a Workshare membership. So people can come here, and if they want to record their own podcast, if they want to
Really?
use the space for themselves, like, it's sometimes it's hard to rent, especially if you're just starting out. It's hard to rent a space for yourself, but if you have something that you could pay a low fee to have access to all of the equipment that you need. I mean, that's, I wish I had that when I started,
Of
So
course, yeah.
yeah, we're opening that up to the community. I'm ex really excited about that. It's one of our new projects in January.
That's amazing. That is, as somebody who records in their bedroom, as you can hear, I apologize for my dog. Oh my
It's
goodness.
okay. I totally
She,
get it.
oh.
It's interesting because when I posted about this not too long ago, because I reflect all the time where I started. I said, I used to take calls from my car, client calls, because that was the only quiet place I had, as a mom. I'm a mom. I'm a single mom, and sometimes things get loud in my house. So
Well,
when
let's
I
just say you're a single mom, but let's add that you're a single mom of seven children, which
Yeah.
is absolutely amazing. So, like,
It's like my big selling point and a mom
and
of
it's amazing. It's a really good number, too.
Yeah. But like things obviously get a little bit loud and hectic, and when COVID happened, no daycares were open. I mean, it was tough, the kids were home from school, so, and I still had to work and make money, so I would take calls in my car. So my client calls, my consultations were in my car, and
I
obviously
love it.
the clients didn't know that, but I still did my work, and then I would come in and I would stay up late and do my work. And so I totally understand, what it's like to just do what you have to do
Yeah. And I also think there's
to make it
something to be
happen,
said of
right?
to make it happen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right. You have to. And there's something to be said about being honest about it and realistic. I mean, like it would have been really awesome if I had always had, say, your space to record in at once a week to go there and have a quiet space where I sounded super duper uber professional. And that is just not reality. That's not my reality. And I am quite content myself working out of my bedroom. But I think for me, that's just the kind of the vibe that I give off. However, with your amazing business, it's legitimately a one-stop shop for a successful brand business, all the things. So I hope you're really proud of yourself and you're expanding constantly, which is to me one of the most important things in a business person is that you're always looking to expand and broaden and not just say or think about doing it, but do actually doing it, and to provide services that you wish you had. And learning from what you didn't have and being able to contribute that to people for their success is amazing. I'm so happy to learn all about this. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's something that I think because of where I started, I can relate to so much. It's I literally built this like from underground. Like it wasn't even on the ground yet, I built it. I like dug it up, and I planted the seeds and I watered it, and so like I did it all, and I know how hard it can be. And I know many of the obstacles, especially when you have certain circumstances working against you. So I think because of that, and also my background in social work, I think really assists me to connect to what people need and to actually assist, not only provide a service, but actually assist to get them to the next level, because I know what it's like to be like, I know where I want to go. I have no idea how to get there. So I feel like we can be that bridge for them.
That's fantastic. Amazing. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yes, I love it. This is great. I have a question for you. It's kind of important. What does success, like, how do you measure success?
I measure success by feeling fulfilled and having the freedom to have access to things that you need without worrying about it. I know what it's like to worry about where I'm gonna get, grocery money from. I know what it's like to worry about where this bill is going to be paid, right? Not worrying about it anymore, especially in my position. Like, if you look at statistics, statistically speaking, I shouldn't be where I am today. So statistically speaking, I've been there. Like, I've been on both sides of the equation, right? So to me, showing people that you can be fulfilled, you can have it all, and you could still, be a humble, good human being and help other people and have the freedom to, not worry anymore. That to me really brings me a lot of peace and fulfillment, freedom, and peace make me really happy. So to me, all of those together make me feel that those are elements of success that I have seen firsthand and experienced, and that would be one of my main descriptions: fulfillment,
Awesome.
freedom, peace, and happiness.
Yeah, lovely. I think it's subjective. It looks different for everyone, but I was really curious to know what your answer would be, and it was lovely, of course.
Yeah.
I just want to talk a little bit before we go about you're doing something really wonderful for the community, something important, and you are, thinking about maybe a generation of people who are overlooked sometimes and doing a teen drive this Christmas. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So, as you know, I'm have a background in social work and I have seven kids. So, I've seen that there has been a gap in services for teenagers, especially during the holidays. There really wasn't anywhere to send anybody who was over the age of 12, unless you were getting sponsored. Your whole family was getting sponsored, right? But that's like here and there, right? So for the main gift drives, they go up to the age of 12. So what happens to the 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds? For those families that are in vulnerable positions, they just go without, or they scrape something by. But like, really, it's the younger children who are getting the gifts, which is great, but the teenagers are getting left out. So for a long time, I just always thought it wasn't fair and it wasn't right. And I promised myself that when I was in the position, I would do something about it. And this was the year. So this was the year that we started. We want to do this annually, and hoping that it grows as big as the other drives every year. So yeah, that's why we started it. It's for ages 13 to 18, and we're hoping that it catches on in other cities because apparently it's not a thing anywhere. So we've had so many calls from so many places like, this is such a great idea. I wish my city had it. And I'm like, yeah, I think it's a good idea to think that there's still kids. Like, they might not be little kids, but they still deserve gifts too. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
totally. Maybe even sometimes more because, like you said, they're not thought about as often. And if we wanted to participate, how do we do that?
So the gift drive is going to December 16th this year. The details are on our website, vrsuccesspath.com. If you just land on it, there's a button right in the homepage that takes you to the teen drive page. If you want to go straight to the page, is vrsuccesspath.com/teendrive2022. And right there, I mean, you can donate monetarily if you want to. You can click a button if you want to be a sponsor, and it takes you to a page that you can fill in what you want to donate. You can contact us directly. We can pick up. We have three drop-off locations. We're one of them. The Sandwich Teen Action Group on Prince Road is another one, and Inclusive Beauty Solutions on Tecumseh and Rivard. And we are also doing a live on location event this Saturday, December 10th, at Devonshire Mall from 12 to 4. So we're hoping to, make some good progress. We have about 9 days to go. So so it's like we're right at the home stretch here.
Yeah, wow. I mean, as you know, and thank you very much for coming and supporting my event that I just threw this past weekend, but this when you are doing and enthralled in things like this, and then they're finished, and the high, if you will, comes down. And I woke up on Monday realizing that life still goes on. I have a daughter who has a birthday in a week, and it's almost Christmas. You get lost in the timing, if you will. So, I'm gonna make sure that I bump this episode up. I have a few others that need to be put out, but I'm gonna make sure that I put this out there this week so that everybody has the link to donate and is aware of this amazing day that's going on Saturday at the mall, because I think it's very important that people are made aware at least of this important thing that's going on, and let them make the choice whether or not they want to donate or just to support. But I think it's really important that I get it out there. So good
Thank
luck to
you.
you with that for sure.
Thank you. I really appreciate your support very much.
Of course, yes, indeed. I think what you're doing is absolutely amazing, and I can honestly say that there are so many people, even with the tools I was given as a young child growing up, and watching some of the people in my life who knew exactly what they wanted to do or be, if you will, and had the drive to do it, but there was just something lacking, you know, something not allowing them to fully be what they really could be, because they didn't have the official guidance. And I think what you're doing is exactly what every person needs to become very successful. I really do.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And that's our goal, you know, like for any client that comes and wants to work with us or alongside us, whatever. Just the goal is to help them get to their next level. And like our motto is, we help you get to your wait. We help you reach your highest potential. So that's what we focus on. That's what we do. And for teens, I do offer a very low cost first resume. It's like a first successful resume, because that's such a soft spot for
Oh,
teenagers.
it sure is.
But it's something that I've seen many times, even in my work. Like teens think, well, I don't have any experience. And I'm like, oh, but you do. Let's talk about it. And then like it's like their eyes and faces just light up when we talk about the things that they love, like that they're, and then I put it in a really professional resume for them, and then they feel proud to go and into the world and get their first job, right? So that's something that we do here too. I have a ton of stuff that I love to assist when it comes to teens as well. So
That's awesome. It's so important. They are our future, and they need to be able to have people like you guiding them and helping them with that. And a simple resume, something as simple to possibly you or I, could be the reason why they don't get a job well into their, adulthood, because they're intimidated with the very first step that is needed.
I totally agree.
So, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. And I'm going to have you shout out other local business that you believe we should be following.
Other local businesses, Get Sorted by Jill, The Organizer, L Cleaning Services, Fashion and Beauty United magazine.
Oh, cleaning service. I haven't heard of any of these. Fashion United? I'm sorry.
Fabu, Fashion and Beauty United. It's a magazine, local magazine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one of my team members' magazine. She's amazing. And the
Oh,
magazine.
good for her. All right.
I already shouted out Inclusive, because she's there on one of our drop-off locations. Crowley's Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning.
Oh, I've heard
Amazing.
so much about these people on the a Facebook group. People
Yeah,
shouting them out.
if you need anything cleaned, like I'm telling you will be shocked, because and I mean, if you have little kids, then you know sometimes they just like the other day I went and looked, and my beautiful chair had red makeup all over it,
No.
and it's like a really light cream color. I was so sad. But they got it out. It's beautiful. Like it's back to brand new, right?
That's amazing. Okay, it's been on my list to contact because we have some couches that need to be done, and the reviews I've read are fantastic.
Yeah,
So,
it'll be like brand new. You'd be like, wow, really? Like I never need a new couch again.
yes,
Yeah.
that's what I need.
But all of those that I shouted out are amazing, and
Okay.
I highly recommend that everybody work with them. So
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure that I link all of your website and the link for the toy or the teen drive rather. And I'll definitely link all of these wonderful businesses that you shouted out. So thank you again for coming and taking the time. It's obvious you're a very busy woman. So taking the time for me is, I mean, it's an honor for me. So thank you so much, Victoria.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. So,
Yeah.
thank you so much. I look forward to hearing the actual episode, and I love what you're doing too. So, I appreciate it's mutual appreciation.
Well, thank you kindly. I will talk to you very soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.